It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts.
It's helpful, so and Pato.
October 3rd, today we're talking about Walter Potter. So let's talk about our friend Walter. Walter Potter was a pretty normal dude in the late 19th century, which is to say he would have been a freak today, because seriously, they did some fucked up shit back then, including being hardcore into taxidermy. So Potter got his start stuffing and preserving animals at the tender age of 19, which is probably like 35 today, because it seems like people died when they were, you know, 10. And his first piece featured the burial of a robin in a tiny coffin. There are a bunch of other animals around burying the robin and stuff. It's like all anthropomorphic, right? It took him 7 years to make, and it was inspired by a book of rhymes his younger sister had. It's super elaborate, featuring all sorts of birds. There's an owl, there's a large beetle, there's a preserved fly involved. And from there, Potter started to become known in the area. So some inn owners offered him a small house in their yard to display his stuff, and over time, that evolved into a full-blown mini-museum. Walter Potter is famous for creating taxidermy featuring toads, kittens, and other small creatures, most of which are anthropomorphized. Toads were an early favorite subject of Potter's because they were easy to taxidermy. Simply turn them inside out through the mouth. That way, no stitching needs to appear on the outside. Plus, because their arms and legs are proportioned like people, toads look pretty good doing things like pushing a smaller toad on a swing, standing and talking, using a cane, doing that thing, I'm not kidding, where they have the stick and the hoop and they're like pushing the hoop along, all that kinds of shit. Potter also taxidermied a lot of freaks. A three-legged piglet, a four-legged chicken, a boatload of kittens with extra legs and double heads. One of his big showpieces was this kitten that has two bodies, two tails, and six legs underneath, plus two legs on top of its back. So you've got these two legs and two tails on its back. I mean, this looks like something out of fucking Dead Space. The running theory is that this kitten was what should have been twins, but they didn't quite separate. Most of the kittens came from nearby farms. Cats were a wilder bunch back then, and because Bob Barker was only like 35 at this point, spaying and neutering wasn't a thing. It was normal for folks to have a litter of kittens, save one, and kill the rest. Some of these kills ended up with Walter. Dogs weren't immune either. There was a dog, Spot, who lived a charmed life until her not-so-charmed death. She survived being buried alive in a heap of straw for 3 weeks, and once she survived being shot when she was mistaken for being a rabbit. What did her in was a leap from a hayloft while she was chasing a rat, and she had to be put down. Potter preserved her, and museum visitors were allowed to pet her. You can see her today, and you can see where thousands of rubs near her muzzle and the top of her head have worn the fur away, leaving these weird black spots. When you open the book Walter Potter's Curious World of Taxidermy, the first full-on tableau is called The Kitten's Wedding. We have 15 kittens, fully stuffed and preserved, standing on their hind legs like little Rory Calhouns, dressed to the nines for a wedding ceremony. The least well-preserved part of the kittens are their faces. Or maybe faces make it easy to tell where the cracks in someone's work might be. They all have a slightly mushed, slightly off quality to them, which may have something to do with the way they were humanized. They have round pupils. He used teddy bear eyes instead of, you know, cat eyes. And the female kittens all have pierced ears with earrings hanging from them. One of the cats, a male, has a harumph look on his face, but it's hard to tell if this is on purpose and part of the whole wedding, or if it's just how the face turned out. Supposedly, he used to be holding a book, but the book, which was once glued to his teeny tiny paws, is gone. Kittens' Tea and Croquet Party is the next tableau in the book, and it has at least 32 kittens. Some of them are even smaller than the others, giving the appearance of children. Rabbit's Village School features baby rabbits, which look far more lifelike and real than the kittens, I gotta say. The Upper 10 is a tableau that's basically the picture of dogs playing poker, but with squirrels. The whole affair is sort of gross, but I can't say I didn't laugh at the image of a squirrel with a tiny cigar stuffed into the side of his mouth. Potter's stuff wasn't unusual in his day. Tableaus of dead kittens were even photographed and used in advertisements. Lots of ad men would go to the museum, take pictures of the exhibits, and then use them for print ads. All this shit was on display for nearly 150 years when Potter's collection went up for sale in the early 2000s. The thing is, the museum ended up having to close down, and there were a couple people who tried to preserve it last minute, but it wasn't quite enough. And although a group of folks tried to raise the money, they didn't make it, and Potter's hundreds of tableaus were scattered around the world. I recommend looking at this book, Walter Potter's Curious World of Taxidermy, and thinking about it in the context of, supposedly he didn't kill any of these animals, right? I guess in the museum, you know, it was some great relative of his was running the museum, and they put up a lot of signs because as tastes changed, you know, people were sort of horrified by what they saw. But, you know, they kind of had to put up these vaguely passive-aggressive signs that were like, hey, it was a different time. Also, he didn't kill these things. Like, he had to wait a long time for the animals to die, and people would bring him the dead animals, and then he would preserve them. But they're all still out there somewhere. All of Walter Potter's Curious World of Taxidermy, which would make a great Harry Potter sequel, I think. Walter Potter being Harry's... Was that his dad's name? Walter Potter being his dad in his Curious World of Taxidermy. All right. Well, that's it. That's a quick one for October 3rd. But recommendation, full-on recommendation, Walter Potter's Curious World of Taxidermy. Check it out at your local library if you can find it. And if you can't, yell at your local library because they need to fucking get one.